Welcome to the Cake and Eat It podcast. I'm Jody Seeley.
And I'm Fauna Views.
And today, we are going to talk about our most favorite word. It's only three
letters.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Only three letters, one syllable, but it packs so much punch. And that is the word and.
And?
And.
And what else?
Right? Everything with that. So we were kind of thinking the other day when we were talking about what conversation do we want to have next together? And that was revolving a lot around, there feels like right now in the world, correct me if you have a different opinion, but it feels like there's this real either or attitude. And when we are stuck in that, one, it feels like there's not options. And two, I think it really takes on this negative connotation in the world. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I just, anytime we're in that either or, it's like, pick a side. Pick a side, it's a competition.
Yeah, and there's an ultimate outcome. Whereas if you switch either or, you mind shift that, and you add the word and in, all of a sudden, it changes. So if we wanted to bring up probably one of the most controversial topics right now is masks, right?
I'm thinking that
and
too.
And so there's just this, there's this battle out there and there's a fight happening right now that it's either you wear a mask or you don't.
Pro-mask.
Or anti-mask.
Anti-mask.
And it's just one simple example, and we're not wanting to open up the can
no,
of worms of whether
no.
you're for or against it. But what if you wear your mask when you need to and you don't wear it when you don't?
Mask and no mask.
There's options to do both. And because you choose to wear it during some occasions doesn't mean you have to in others. Like, there's no ultimatum there. I guess that's what either or feels like to me. It feels like an ultimatum, and you have to decide and you have to make this decision or you're going to be left behind. It doesn't feel inclusive and it doesn't feel connected. And I think that's what we're lacking the most right now to get us through this period.
I'm just giving it a little pause there to let it drop, Jody, because you're right. And it's, there's so many ways that, it's so simple that when you say it, it actually sounds a bit, even a bit silly, like where you're like, okay, why are they talking about the word and? but it does shift your attitude where you're, if you're thinking, okay, I've got to decide, and your mind gets really busy and really active trying to pick a team. But right now, I've been thinking about this a lot, like how it's, I don't know if anyone's found this, the Shaw Cable packages where it's, oh, well, I have some of what I like, but some of what I don't like. If we were able to, instead of pick either or, if we were like, oh, I want this and this, and how we limit our thoughts. But I think it's like going against limitation.
Yeah, and maybe it's taking choice to the extreme, if that even makes sense, because it's like, or thinking you could, if you choose one, you can't have the other. And I think that's the whole point of why we called our podcast Cake and Eat It, is that you can have cake and you can eat it. You can have this and you can have this. You can bring those things into the world. And when you, all of a sudden, when you add that word into your vocabulary more, it feels so open. So I know we touched a little bit on this in our last episode when we were talking about facing uncertainty, and we talked about how you can be certain and you can be uncertain at the same time. So it's the same sort of concept in everything. And so we kind of wanted to start the conversation of asking yourself, whether it's in the morning, in the middle of the day, at some point in your time frame, to be, what can I and today?
Yeah.
What can I add an and to? That, and maybe it comes down to, Fauna, maybe it started, this mindset started is choosing the side dish you are going to have with your steak dinner or something, as that, right? Like, you could have fries or salad or soup or whatever. Well, what if you want fries and soup, right? You actually can order both of those. You have to pay for it. It's not included in the price, but does that matter? Like, maybe that's where we got really into this choice mentality, is you had to pick one or the other.
Yeah, I think we're like, have kind of sold ourselves on the idea that life's competitive and survival of the fittest, when actually they're starting to prove out that that is actually not completely accurate. And we can kind of, I've been thinking about this, is like, we either have to kind of, either or sits in the middle, and we either have to go below it where it's like, okay, what's our common ground? Or rise above it and be kind of transcendent. It's, okay, here's the either or. It's not like you ignore it. You can see it. But it's how can we, like you say, add the and. It's, oh, it might take more time. It might take more money. But I think that's very short-term thinking, is it's like, in the end, it's going to be the win-win. It's going to be like, what, okay, do we choose what I want or what Jody wants? How can we take the time and effort and expense, if you want to call it that, to get to the place where it's Jody and Fauna?
Yeah, and I think we can relate that back to most areas of your life. So you're thinking an and attitude can help with, you know, mental health right now. It can help with what you're choosing to do in your home. I think and would open up an incredible amount of business conversations that are happening in our world. It would really give people the opportunity to dive into what collaboration looks like on a little bit of a different level, which is another passion of ours. But I think of topically right now in people's mindsets is restrictions are starting to come back in. So it's become in an either or sort of frame of mind where how do we deal, like we either have to deal with these restrictions or I'm going to choose to hurt a community member or whatever, like irrational thinking comes into that. Because I mean, honestly, we all have irrational thoughts right now because it's where the fear comes. It's where the uncertainty comes. It's where the frustration comes with changes and us not wanting to do them. But I think right now where I feel and could be beneficial is how do we follow restrictions? How do we bring in the things that we need to do for the next couple of weeks, the next month, the next couple of months, and live our lives? And what does that look like? And how can that feel? And what can we do? And then always still incorporating our other favorite three-letter word, and that's fun.
Yeah, you used and like three times there. It is like, it's interesting because our fear mind will say fight or flight, right? And flight can look a couple different ways. It can be, you know, freeze or appease, but it's like and or, whereas it's our reasonable mind that's creative. So inviting and invites that creativity, invites that reasonability where it's, okay, well, I can't go out, but what can I do? I can't go out and I can connect in this way, or I can do this that I've always wanted to do, but I couldn't do because I was always going out. So yeah, I think what you said is how can I add and onto this? It's just a question that expands our thinking a little bit more beyond getting stuck at either or, because either or is sticky and her mind wants to figure things out, so it will get stuck there. It's like, oh my gosh, I have to choose a team.
And like, we get paid for every time we say and.
Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be amazing.
We would all say and a whole lot more if there was some way we had magic budget that we could throw it out to everyone listening right now. If you say and
product placement
five times in your week this week, you're going to get $15,000. That would be really cool. But instead, you're going to get unlimited funds of awesomeness of life.
Well, let's just try it. Like, why not give it a shot and let us know? Like if you add and, let's do a little experiment. I mean, what else have we got to do?
Especially so. And start with a simple thing, like your dinner.
Yeah.
Instead of, you have to have rice or potatoes. I mean, not that I'm saying we should stock up on starch, but have both one night and see what that feels like. Like, why not? What is there really to lose at the end of the day?
Yeah, I think it comes down to freedom. And it implies that we have a bit more choice. Either or is limited. And can we stretch into the unlimited?
When I think you bring up two really hot words, I think right now is choice and freedom. And a lot of the conversation that I've seen happening in person or on social media or that's happening in the world is because it's an either or sort of mindset, you think you have your freedoms are being taken away, your choices are being taken away. Again, another really controversial conversation, but if you started adding and into those, you get your freedoms back, you get those choices back. What does that look like and feel like? How can that help you propel forward?
Yes, Jodi, that's exactly what I'm, and you caught it there.
So I think it's interesting. I don't know, maybe we have a conversation with those who are hanging out with us right now in why are we so passionate about the word and? Because I know we've been talking for like over 10 minutes now on a word, and I'm curious, Lana, what it means to you. What does and mean to you?
That's a good question, Jodi. It's like connection is so important to me. And also, I think often the things that we think are competitive are actually complementary. So if I'm thinking about, you know, we often think of this world as a battle when it's actually a puzzle. Like, does every piece matter, or are we saying, oh, this piece is better than that piece? And there's some part of me that's always just thought, well, you know, while that's fun for a game, it's not that fun in life to think that this is better, like this is better than this. So it's almost that judgment piece of like knowing that inherently every piece matters, everybody's valuable. So it's kind of like it's a very small word, but it kind of encompasses a thought pattern of, like you said, inclusive, and that freedom piece is like not always getting into these binds where it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't. I really like to think blessed if you do, blessed if you don't. It's this is will work and this will work. Try it out. Be curious. Give it a shot.
And makes me really think of the word all. And when you have the opportunity to shift it that way, everybody's a part of it, or everything is a part of it, or every thought is a part of it. They might not necessarily come into, say, an and decision, depending, you know, if you're having an and conversation in your workplace and you're trying to include all of those pieces. Some of it might just not work that everything carries in. But the fact that you had that conversation or that moment where the all and the and were a part of it, I think people can grow into a really great place. And right now in society, with going through a pandemic and figuring out these pieces, and it's really brought out this fear-controlled bullying scenario that's happening, is it helps to soften that a little bit.
It also brings up for me, like, as much as you and I love rainbows and unicorns, it's not all rainbows and unicorns, and takes some work. And there are some parts there's some things that have to get edited out. So I know, like, sometimes when I've talked about inclusivity, I've been challenged on the idea of, like, well, can you include racism in that? You know, things that are inherently divisive don't fit with and, but the people, again, like, what are the common grounds, and how do we get beyond that? Like, what's behind that? Looking at, even though it sounds really, like, soft and bubbly and, oh, sure, Jodi and Fauna, like, let's all just be Pollyanna and think everything can be perfect if we choose the word and. But it's not easy. It's actually really hard work to challenge yourself to go beyond either or.
Oh, 100% it is. And I think that's the point, is we have an opportunity right now to take a challenge. We have a little bit more space, whether it be for thinking, for doing, for trying, for failing. This is the opportunity. And I've always loved the word fail, because it gives you the opportunity to try something and try something and try something. And then adding the and, because you try it and try it and try, like, it doesn't matter if it doesn't go wrong or if it blows up in your face, or like, what's the worst case scenario in that? And hard conversations can be places to grow. And we're hoping to have more of those to give you better example of that. But we really just wanted to start the conversation today with bringing up the word and. How can you add that into your vocabulary, your mindset, your thinking, your shifting? And will that bring you some peace? Honestly.
And will you please share that with us? Like, because we've got some ideas about it, but the whole idea of this podcast is that it's creating community and We want to hear your voice too. It's not just about our voices, that this is really a place where we want to hear as many voices as possible and stories. We know we learn from stories. So the story that's coming to my mind right now is some of those things on, I think I saw them on Facebook, where it was people embracing that were on completely opposite sides of the political spectrum, but they're both North Americans. Like, whether it's in Canada or whether it's in the U.S., it's, you can be on one side or the other, but you're both the same thing. So embracing that part of us that's connected.
And we know through our experience in disaster recovery and bringing community together that there's actually research behind this that makes it integral for us to move forward as humankind. So start an and conversation, start and adding some and into your life, and then come and join us for a bit more of that conversation on Facebook. And if you're faced with an either or that you can't and it, and you want some help with that, throw it up on the Facebook and let's discuss. Let's find an and solution that works for you. Would be awesome.
Yeah, and we are going to have more conversations.
And we will. And that's it.
That's
all. Want to send out a quick thank you to our friends at Limelight Audio and Media for producing and putting together this podcast again this week. And we look forward to talking to you soon.